This is the wastewater agreement number 343-8. Sussex County project number 81-04, Forest Landing Phase 3A, Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. Information was contained in your packet. We only have one wastewater agreement today. Developer is Richard Boyle from Gaithersburg, Maryland, intersection of County Road 368 and 84. Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. System connection charges of $11,000. The County Engineering Department approved the plan January 8, 2015. We do have Denerec approval. It is a 8-day construction with a $5,177.85 construction admin cost and $34,519 proposed construction cost. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read the motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 8104, Agreement Number 343-8, the Sussex County Council execute a construction, administration, and inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Forest Landing Communities for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Forest Landing Phase 3A, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, last item is the County Administrator's Report for March 10th, 2015. Item number one, I am pleased to introduce Ms. Janelle Cornwell, the new Planning Manager for Sussex County. Ms. Cornwell started February 9th in the Planning and Zoning Office, but due to the Council's schedule, this is the first opportunity for her to appear at a meeting. She's in the back. Ms. Cornwell brings a wealth of knowledge to the office, having served as a planner since 2002. She is AICP certified, has significant GIS experience, and is very familiar in working with state agencies. Ms. Cornwell comes to us from the Kent County Levy Court, where she was the staff to their planning commission. Please join me in welcoming Ms. Cornwell, who will be an asset to our office and to our operation. Welcome to Sussex County. Item number two, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for January, there were 3,810 total traffic arrests, 1,213 total criminal arrests. Of that, 456 were felony, 757 were misdemeanor criminal arrests. Total hours spent on duty, 42% were spent on criminal investigations. Item number three, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet March 16th at 10 a.m. at the Sussex County Administrative Offices West Complex, 22215 North DuPont Boulevard in Georgetown. A copy of the agenda is attached. Finally, it is with sadness that we note the passing of W. Layton Johnson and pensioner Estella Marie Joseph on February 12th and 25th, respectively. Mr. Johnson served on the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission from 1999 until 2005. He also served as mayor of Georgetown from 1962 until 1998 and was known for his role as town crier during the Return Day festivities from 1992 to 2012. Ms. Joseph began her career with Sussex County in June 1969. She retired from data processing as a secretary too in July 1996 with 27 years of service to this county. We'd like to express our condolences to the Johnson and Joseph families. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. In October, Council approved the north expansion of the Angola Neck Sewer District. It is now time for the county to issue bonds to fund the project. To do this, the county must adopt an ordinance to authorize the debt. In your packet is the ordinance to authorize the issuance of $6,697,774 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County for the cost of design, construction, and equipping of the North Expansion Angola Sewer District. A grant in the amount of $1,468,000 is expected to be received to lower the outstanding debt principal to $5,229,774. The bonds are backed by the county's full faith and credit and are expected to be paid back over 30 years through revenues from the North Expansion of the Angola Sewer District. This bond issuance is within the legal debt limit of the county. This ordinance authorizes the sale of bonds to the State of Delaware Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund. The bonds will provide the funding for the boundaries in the area known as Angola North. To proceed with the public hearing process for funding, I respectfully ask Council to introduce this ordinance at this time.
Someone care to introduce it?
Chair, I'll introduce it.
Chair, I'll introduce it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Glenn. Fiber project. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I would like to talk to you today about the results of our fiber project. We put out an RFP, and now I just wanted to take a few minutes to look at what we would like to do and why we want to do it. What is needed? To keep up with the ever-growing technology needs, the county is in need of a high-speed network to connect the records facility, the Emergency Operations Center, the Administration Building, and the West Complex. Fiber is the best solution for this because as our needs grow, we can increase our speeds without having to replace the fiber in the ground. Constructing the fiber in a ring provides for redundancy and high availability because if one segment is cut, the data is automatically routed in another direction. So let's take a look at what a fiber ring would look like for Georgetown. As you can see, you have the records facility and the administration building, the West Complex, and the EOC constructed in a ring. Pete Aquino from Broad Valley will talk a little bit more in depth about this later on. Why do we need it? We have outgrown our current network and has developed bottlenecks. It's important to improve our infrastructure and eliminate these bottlenecks so that employees are better able to serve the constituents of the county. Having a high-speed network will allow the county to consolidate and centralize systems while saving money in the process. The county received bids from three companies, Crown Castle, FiberTech, and Broad Valley. The RFP team was made up of four members, Dwayne Kilgo, George Hunsicker, Matt Clark, and me. The team reviewed the initial proposal and graded them, then called each vendor in for an interview. Each vendor was graded based on the interview and questions we gave them in advance, which would be answered during the interview process. As you will notice, Broad Valley was the low bidder, but the price alone was not the only consideration. Broad Valley presented a vision for constructing fiber throughout the county to provide a robust, high-speed infrastructure for government, businesses, and consumers. At this time, I would like to have Pete Aquino come up and talk about his vision for Sussex County.
Bring us into the new age.
Mm-hmm. Before you leave, could you just show me how to use my phone?
Sure. We could do something about those cameras, too, by the way.
There you go.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, Council.
Good morning.
It's my pleasure to present to you today. I think it's about time that Sussex County really move forward with fiber optics in its county, and it's long coming. There's many attributes to fiber, and I'll go through some of that with you today. From a high level, fiber can be connected by many things, including a wireless system. But the main thing is to build a fiber network in a ring, as Tom suggested, so that it is survivable in the event of a cut. That is the definition of modern state-of-the-art broadband. Now, broadband means a lot of things to a lot of people. Not only is it a private network and secure, in other words, this network will not touch the public network. It will be a private, secure network. That's very important for security for the county's data, as well as citizens who would use it for their business. So the private network characteristics of fiber is really critical. It's also critical for some other constituents in a county who we're talking to as well, including the electric company and other utilities, healthcare facilities, and whatnot. A lot of compliance issues regarding protecting very valuable information and the compliance related to that. So a state-of-the-art fiber network is going to go way beyond what Sussex County needs for its own use. The vision of Broad Valley, and we've been working on this for almost a year. We've been members of the Sussex County Broadband Coalition. We're proud members now. We've been at it for probably a year and a half. My first meeting was in September of 2013, where many people in the audience were describing the need for anything from consumer broadband so they can do their homework at home or work from home to their business and their business having more broadband capabilities. So we basically looked at the fiber network that existed in the state. We worked with the University of Delaware, who's been spending a lot of time looking at the needs of Lower Delaware, Southern Delaware in particular. And basically, we said, wow, there's a lot of fiber missing here. So south of Dover, it pretty much goes vacant. Verizon, Comcast, Mediacom have built some density out. They've abandoned much of Southern Delaware. So we said, well, really to do this right, this is more than just a small ring in Georgetown. This is a vision. And so we've been advocating for a network that would go beyond Georgetown that would look like something like that. And in many cases, some of the north-south routes are already provided by other players. We will tap into those. So there's some goodness going on in terms of vision, even from the state itself, that suggests that we need fiber throughout the state, not just in pieces. You can't have islands when it comes to fiber. Everything has to be connected. So south of Dover, our vision is, let's start in Sussex County. Let's do a good job Georgetown out and connect into the pipelines going north and south and start to really close what we call the digital divide, folks who have broadband and folks who don't have broadband. The FCC has defined broadband now as 25 megabits down. And relative to what's happening in Lower Delaware, we believe that the average speed is somewhere around 3 to 5 megabits. And I'll show you a chart that would explain what that means practically.
Before you, are you going to be able to, I apologize for interrupting. Go ahead, are you going to be able to go back to that map?
Absolutely.
Later on? Okay. I just have a couple questions.
I can do it with this thing right here.
Okay. Thank you.
The Georgetown Ring. This is very specific to what Tom needed for his facility. So we basically designed a ring that, again, is self-healing. For the most part, we want to do this underground so it's not subject to any type of natural disasters. That's the best way to protect the fiber network. And we're going to pass as many important locations as possible in the first instance. So this is really phase one. When you look at other things that might be needed in the county, for example, if we do pursue with Mr. Costello a camera system, there might be extension off of that comes back into that ring to a central location. Or you may need to connect the state police somehow from this ring. In the case of Georgetown, there is a north-south route that is depositing right into that ring. So now we're going to be connected to the world. And that's the beauty of the Georgetown Ring, in our opinion. When you think about practical benefits, a lot of the, frankly, younger generation, my kids, for example, are really concerned about downloading videos. If you look at what fiber can do, fiber, from downloading one HD movie, under typical cable systems, maybe what's already available in Georgetown, it might take you 45 minutes to download a movie under the current cable environment. With the fiber that we're bringing, and if we connect it to a home or to a business, all the way to the right, you could download a movie in 40 seconds. This is really important if you're going to work from home, you're dealing with large files. If you're a hospital and you're trying to send images to another hospital, another location, you need speed. And broadband is not just coax, it's fiber. So this is practically what's going to happen. When it comes to uploading a picture to send it somewhere, under normal cable environment, it might take you 7 minutes to upload a photo in today's environment. If you were at the Dover racetrack, which I was at, a NASCAR event, the Monster Mile, I couldn't take a picture of a car and send it out. And that's Dover. So south of Dover gets even worse. So if it takes you 7 minutes from a cable company somewhere in Georgetown to upload a photo today, with fiber, it's going to take you 2 seconds. You see the car, you take the picture, you upload it, it's at your grandmother's house. So that's what fiber is, and that is the future. In terms of northern cities, Wilmington, Newark, Philadelphia, Baltimore, obviously, the metropolitan areas already experienced this. Most of the folks on Capitol Hill are very concerned about what they call this separation between the rural areas and the metro areas, really getting left behind when it comes to broadband. So it's becoming more of a necessity now than almost ever before. So let's go back to, maybe not.
What do you want to go back to?
I want to go back to that broader map.
It's too fast for you.
So, Rob?
Mr. President, may I ask
Certainly.
A question or two?
Certainly.
That map right there, where those red lines, this is, by the way, is this just from your network, from your company's network? No others, is that correct?
No, this is a combination of our network. Sorry. Oh, very good. That works, too. Okay. So basically, our network is south of Dover. Some of these north-south routes, there's a route on 13 and there's a route on 113. Mm-hmm. These two north-south routes, this plumbing has been done. One is by Crown Castle, originally a company called 24/7. They're on Route 13, and they're going down the railroad track. And then the other one is FiberTech that was just funded by the state through an infrastructure grant that the governor would consider his because they invested the money, and they built it north-south. The interesting thing about these companies going north-south, they're not really stopping in the community. They're just going north to south to try to hit big customers. As long as you're on that pipeline, it's not protected. It's just on the pipeline.
So right now, there's very little. All we have right now is just coming down. It looks like Route 13, and then and where does it stop currently on Route 13?
Route 13 goes
which is that
all
quarter.
The way to Salisbury, Maryland.
So it does go all the way down Route 13
and,
right now.
And 113 stops in Georgetown.
And then that's all we have in the
that's
entire county.
That's all you have. So okay. Now the state has put out another RFP, which we're finalists in, I'm proud to say, to go east to west on Route 9.
Right, okay.
So if we fix Georgetown and also win, fortunate enough to win the grant east to west, we basically get this picture here, and we tap into these long hauls here, and the rest will be built over time as we get customers. For example, we're in discussions now with a couple hospitals, and they're desperate to connect their facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And there's compliance issues associated with that. So we'll start filling in the gap in these circles here and there. There's also a utility that's talking to us now. They need to protect their substations. And regular public internet access is not great when it comes to private network security. So we're trying to help them out as well.
Well, this is probably one of the most important things, I think, in our community here in Sussex County. And one thing I noticed about that map, actually, the lower red line there that goes basically from 13 all the way up and around towards Millsboro and then back down towards Fenwick, that's almost an outline of my district.
Yes, right here.
As a matter of fact, and it's outlining the district and not going through the district.
I live right here in Bethany, so I want to connect that to
there you go. So, but I think this is, for economic development, this is critical. So really, as I have a question for you from the private sector, the governor, of course, is providing some grant money from the tax dollars, of course, of the people of Delaware to do this, I guess, some of these expansions. As a private company, do you guys, I mean, I don't know, I used to work for Comcast Cable years ago, but I don't understand necessarily how they make their decisions on expansion as it relates to how much public money they try to do versus the allocation of clientele. So can you share a little bit about one's vision? How, as a county, can we grow our infrastructure, our fiber infrastructure, which will eventually lead to more private sector jobs and more manufacturing companies and more people coming here to set up shop?
You know, that's a great question. First of all, Broad Valley Capital, my personal company, is investing in this network. The amount of charges we're offering to the state is really at a discount. And I say that because not so much to give us credit. It really takes entrepreneurship to invest in this network. There's a reason why Verizon and Comcast and others aren't building this. The business case for this model, for rural broadband, doesn't work. So we're trying to be very creative. We're trying to use our own money because we have a vision. We do believe that if we build it, to a certain extent, they will come. Mm-hmm. So having anchor tenants, whether it's the county itself or the city or a hospital, that's going to help make the business case work. And then you need entrepreneurship, really, to actually have a vision that it's going to go beyond. One of the things we're thinking about is something called fiber to the home. You may have heard of Fios or Google Fiber. What these companies are doing is actually leapfrogging existing companies and bringing fiber right to your home or right to your office. Then it's future-proof. The only thing that changes after that is the electronics. We believe it will create jobs. We think it will help real estate values, potentially. We think companies would want to locate to Sussex County because there's fiber. And if you're any type of company that needs to have either internet access or data connectivity or, frankly, voice over IP systems, you need fiber. Mm-hmm. And for some of the more important customers, such as a hospital, for example, they don't just need public fiber. They need private fiber because they don't want anybody else hacking into their network. It has to be a closed, private network. And that's the value of fiber. And again, I think it does take entrepreneurship. And I would say Sussex County attracted us. The Sussex County Broadband Coalition is a great environment to get ideas on the table and, frankly, look around the room and say, who needs it? And everybody raises their hand. So as an entrepreneur, I was encouraged. I said, okay, it's not exactly the best business case in the world. But if I put in my own money and I could receive a couple grants over time, and I'm talking to the FCC, we actually were winners of a provisional grant by the FCC in December of last year called the Rural Broadband Experiment. And the FCC basically set aside about $100 million to spread across the country for companies like mine to help develop rural broadband because they know the business case is hard. We were the only winners in Delaware. And frankly, a lot of the FCC money that's actually sent for rural broadband development goes west of the Mississippi. So Indian reservations, the more open areas, they tend to get the money. But I made a case for Southern Delaware, and I said, we really need to help Southern Delaware. We put in one application, and we won. So there's actually an awareness that even in mid-Atlantic states, there's a big void. And it takes, I think, that, again, I like to call out in the role the Sussex County Broadband Coalition. I think that's how you get entrepreneurs interested in creating jobs, economic development, and such, and attract others like us.
Dr. Cole. Yeah, just you'll own the ring around Georgetown.
Correct.
And we will be a tenant, basically, or we'll pay a lease arrangement. Right. How long do the leases usually... when you negotiate a lease, is it 5, 2, 1?
It's 5 or 10 years usually.
Okay.
I think when Mr. Glenn connects his equipment to that fiber and it's working to his satisfaction, mm-hmm. he could always upgrade the electronics in his office and make that fiber dance even further.
Okay.
So he's going to want the fiber is kind of the hard part because it's the plumbing. And once that's done, Tom could actually upgrade that himself over time. And we're also going to offer him help and connect that ring to the internet, which would give Mr. Glenn internet access
so
as well. So
really what we have is the private sector providing the service, and we're just going to be a customer like everybody else.
That's correct.
Okay. That's like in the construction of the ring, you pay for the construction? Is that your cost?
It's my cost.
Okay.
It's my asset. It's my cost. And when it's done, it's available for customers to tap into.
Okay. And is there any, do you have, I sounded like you had competition from like Comcast and Mediacom and these other places. You don't get an exclusive rights to all of Sussex County or anything? Or, I mean,
No.
Could there still be competition?
Absolutely.
Along?
Our entrance is the definition of competition.
Mm-hmm.
We are entering a market that's already present with Verizon, with Comcast.
So you'll compete with Verizon?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
The good news about Verizon, they're not building anything in the south of the state, which is almost a shame.
Okay.
George, they will not compete with Verizon for 5 years because you have a contract. or meal competition.
Okay.
Right. Now, that's important because it's going to cost us over $4 million to have that contract for a five-year period. It's going to cost us about $4.3 million. We're going to guarantee them that much money, regardless who comes in and says they can do it for half a million, regardless.
No,
we'll get that straight in mind.
The annual cost to the county is $100,000 one year.
Well, you just gave us another number here. I wrote it down here. I believe you told me $867,000, somewhere along. Well, here's what you said. You said $8,500 a year.
No, that's $8,500 a month?
A month, yes. I mean, yes. I'm sorry, a month. Well, you multiply that times 12, you got $170,000. And then you multiply that again. See, well, I've multiplied too much, I guess. Okay, anyway, it's up about.
Yeah, it's a couple more multiples there.
We're now into it for 104 years, okay.
We're going to guarantee you over $500,000 for
5 years.
If it's a five-year program, it's $100,000 a year, that's right.
How much?
It's about $100,000 a year.
Well, it's $170,000. 12 times 8,500.
8,500 times 12.
Yeah, it's 170,000.
No, it's not.
No, no.
You're way too high.
It's 102.
Okay, got
102.
Your
102.
I can charge you 170 or 4 million if you like.
So it sounds like we have a little room for negotiation because I think I heard him say 100,000, so we could have a little room of negotiation versus 102.
I'm just kidding. Half million now.
Well, it was a competitive.
Yeah.
But 102.
May I say it was a competitive process. The two other companies are also, I think Tom showed the chart. One, I believe, was $15,000 a month versus $8,500. And the other was about the same amount per month, but they required a down payment, mm-hmm. an upfront payment of almost $400,000. Right. So we were the lowest bidder of the three, and I would say by far. And I would tell you from an investment standpoint, what I'm investing is going to be more than that. So in some ways, it's not a big money maker for us, but it is important for us to partner with the county to make this a platform to do more than just this.
Sure.
So I'm kind of betting on more than the county.
And you'll be able to get new customers. You'll also be able to get
other customers.
Georgetown, I see a guy out here shaking his head. The town of Georgetown.
They'll want something for free.
Yeah, watch that crowd. Okay, the town of Georgetown could become a customer. So as you can bring him on early on. Now then, the only other thing is we have a five-year contract, and every 5 years or something like that, we would renegotiate it. So
Tom was very smart in that area. He basically said it's going to be about the same price. It's a small inflator, I believe, but it's almost the same price.
Whatever. Well, what I'm just trying to get at is how long is the county locked in with this vendor of providing this?
5 years.
Okay, say 10 years, you have competition. You know, right now you don't. In 5 years, 10 years, whatever it takes, we have the ability to renegotiate with other providers to always try to get the best price we can for taxpayers and stuff, right?
Yes.
Okay, so there's no long-term, 30-year, crazy?
No.
Okay. That's good.
Well, we also, Pete was alluding to, we also will have something in the contract to say that it will not be able, he can't double the price on us or...
If we want to
extend that contract.
We want to renegotiate, when we go from 5 years to now the next 5 years increment?
That's right.
There's a cap or something. Okay, good. I didn't realize you were so smart, Tom. Thank you very much.
Tom is very smart.
Take somebody from outside to tell
That's
us.
That's why we hired him.
That's right.
Okay, good. Okay.
Mr. Arlett? Construction. How long are we talking? What's the time of start to completion?
We'll need permits from the city, the town of Georgetown. We may need some utility permits from Delmarva Power, potentially. And to the extent we're hitting a state road, which some of it's going to be state road, we'll need Department of Transportation. So those things tend to be pretty well formalized. So I think the permit process may take maybe 2 months, be my guess. And then the construction process maybe 6 months or better. And that's kind of the outside. We know who to talk to for the most part. They know we're coming for the most part. I think it's a phone call away of just actually formalizing the documentation and getting going.
And one last question, Mr. President. I apologize. I just want to understand, because this is important for our county. And that is the red diagram here in Georgetown, the circle, if you would. I know this is some of it is wireless. Is that correct? It is not wireless. So somebody who's right in, smack in the middle of this diagram, can they still participate, or do they have to be right on the line?
That's a great question. I don't know, Tom, can you bring us back to that?
Again, I know how the cable part works, but the fiber, I'm not all that familiar, so.
It's a funny thing, I can't get right by my house.
It's very similar to Comcast in this regard. This fiber ring is a backbone ring, so it will have the equivalent of manholes, or what we call handholes because they're smaller, and they'll be in the sidewalk with a plate on it that probably will say Broad Valley. It'll be one of those green things flush with the sidewalk. At that point, we can take off from there and start going down the street. And that's where we may get on a pole or we may trench, whatever is the least intrusive. So everything in that footprint is fair game from what I would call fiber to the home. If it's a business, it's fiber to the business. Outside of that area, it's also equally going the other way.
Right, you go either in or out.
Or the other way, in or out.
Sure.
So to me, that whole pattern where the density is where we're going to work. In another picture that I had in my chart, Tom, I don't know if I can go back to that, but...
I'm out of it. You're in the circle.
I'm sorry.
You can make it.
Oh,
so the state of Delaware can become a customer with their facilities.
That's right. Well, one of the RFPs that they put out now basically...
Right here?
Oh, that's good. I'll take it from there. Yeah, I took it from there. There you go. This red is all backbone. So to the extent we are in Lewis, for example, and we connect a state facility there, and we will be talking to BB and University of Delaware, and there'll be extensions off of the ring, we have to get them onto the pipeline. So some of these last legs will be what we call laterals. They'll be just extensions off the ring. There'll be some exposure potentially for that Christmas tree line that goes out. If that gets cut, there's no protection. Once it gets to the backbone, it's fine. So depending on the customer, he may say, the hospital may say in particular, I want you to get the BB Hospital, Cancer Center, this center, that clinic. I want it on a ring. So you may have the equivalent of this picture, which is multiple rings. I can connect these rings, this one to this one, with another ring itself, or directly on a line, or if it's far away, on wireless, through microwave. It's basically pictures that I stitched together over time. It's exactly what Verizon and Comcast are doing over time. Some of the cable companies in the old days, and I think the case in Georgetown, they don't have rings. So a cable network potentially can get cut and lose the neighborhood, and you have to wait for them to come out. This is what we call carrier-grade protection. This is where private facilities, and Tom is onto this, he doesn't want his network to go down. Today it may go down, you have disruption, but as things become more important, you're transferring files. This is important for banks too. If they're sending a transaction, they can't lose half a day in banking. So most of the financial districts, especially in Wilmington, all of the banks will be connected on rings. So what we're bringing to Georgetown is really state-of-the-art architecture. But there will be exposure when you come off it.
And I got one more. We've seen it with sewer service. Sam wants sewer, but then Mike Dudden, and I'm the guy who's providing it. Can I get to Sam by going by Mike, even if Mike doesn't want it? And will I have to pay an exorbitant fee? Because sometimes the way we do in sewer, the guy, Sam, would want, he'd have to pay that whole distance.
That's another...
So you get there. In other words, are we going to hold hostage the guy that's at the end, you know, out there a little bit, because he's got to wait for all these people in between?
That's a great question. When it comes to this plan, Broad Valley is doing this as if you were in Wilmington. You will not experience the burden of the rural broadband business case. That's my investment. So, for example, if you are down this road and no one in front of you takes the service,
right,
the service is still going to be the same price as if you're on the ring.
Okay.
We're going to do that on purpose. And we're going to basically subsidize the ring so that it feels like parity. And it feels like whether you're in Wilmington, Newark, or in Georgetown, it's the same. And to me, that's my risk. And I think I've calculated it well to say, well, if we get enough anchors, enough interest, it will work. Mm-hmm. And some of the things, like I said, the state has provided where there is a pipeline coming into Georgetown, I get the internet there. So my negotiation with that vendor says, don't treat me like I'm in Georgetown in rural area. Treat me like I'm in Wilmington, and we'll have that fight. But we'll take that risk. Over time, as demand fills in, it'll be great.
More questions of council?
Sounds good.
Thank you very much for your...
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We truly appreciate it.
Being here. It's pretty good.
I do have a motion, Mr. President.
Please read your motion, sir.
I had a motion somewhere.
Okay.
The mayor of Georgetown was so delighted he ran out to spread the word. He's like the town crier, I think.
He's ready to get on.
Sure, he's running around in a circle right now.
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County IT Department, that the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between Sussex County Government and Broad Valley to provide a fiber ring between Sussex County Emergency Operations Center, the Sussex County Administration Building, the Sussex County West Complex, and the Sussex County Records Facility, at a cost not to exceed $8,500 per month.
And this is for how long?
5 years.
5 years.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion?
I actually have one.
Mr. Arlett.
I know you have the number, I'm sure, but mm-hmm. What are we currently paying for our current service?
There's more things lumped into it, but I think it's somewhere around $11,000 or $12,000 a month total.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So we're getting lower and a better product.
Right.
No. Other words, what a good deal we're doing for the...
Are we going to forget that $11,000? We're not going to pay that?
Not all of it. Some of that will go
away.
Well,
see, that's not quite as good a product here, Robert.
Any more questions of council?
No, I haven't heard. I'm waiting for the answer on this question.
What's that?
How much are we going to save? How much are we going to take off this $11,000 if we get this $8,500?
It'll be somewhere between $3,000 and $4,000 will come off that number that we're paying now.
So we're going to be paying how much? 7,000 plus
8,500.
Plus 85. So it'd be 15,000 or 15,000 a month.
15,000. Yes.
So we're going to pay in a month.
Yeah. So in the end,
we're not going to gain. We're going to.
Well,
we're going to gain 8,500. We're going to spend that much more, but we're only going to gain what? About $7,000 to good. Well, no, you're going to save four. So we're paying 11. So I make it about. We're still going to pay the $8,500 plus the $7,000, right? So that makes it $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we're only spending how much? $11,000. So we're going to be about
$4,000. Well, yeah, about $5,000. What you're gaining from this is a network that's 100 times faster than what we have now.
Sure.
If we were to
you can't prove by me. I can tell you that.
Okay.
Because I don't know if it's 100 times or 50 times faster.
Well, if we were to go with the current circuits that we have now, if we were to expand those, we got pricing on that, and that would be upwards of $40,000 a month.
Right.
So that puts that in perspective a little bit, I think.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think that you should come back with some numbers accurate of how much we're going to spend, how much we're going to save. I don't think right here we're just voting right today on just numbers. We don't even know the numbers. I mean, we know we're supposed to benefit from this. But how much? What kind of numbers are we got here? I think it ought to be accurate of what you're saying. Well, that's the way I feel for I vote, anyway.
Any more questions from council?
In the end, we are basically going to be investing about $5,000 more per month as a county budget,
correct? That is correct.
For this service, in the end.
Yes.
We're taking off our current service. We're adding this service. The net of it all is about $5,000 more per month for fiber optic in the entire town of Georgetown, correct?
Yes.
And all of our facilities in this area.
Right. For okay. Our facilities.
For our facilities.
Correct.
The ring is
the
our
ring,
facilities.
But and are there any others that are potentially coming online sooner versus later? You don't have to answer that question, but I would presume that you are, I'm certain. But I see this as nothing but truly as positive.
Are we already out to the airport now?
Are we out to the airport
now?
This will get us there.
No, are we out there now?
The airport or
yes,
the
sir.
Airpark?
Airport.
Not to the airport. Yet.
Are we at the airport?
Yes.
We're there now.
Yeah, we have connectivity at the airport, yes.
Okay. I was under an interpretation, understanding that somebody said the other night that we already had fiber service already out to the airport. That's been, wasn't that correct, Mr. Todd? Didn't I hear that said?
Not fiber service to the airport.
I think what was said is that Mrs. Booker Wilkins made a comment that we have high speed.
Yeah, we do. High speed connectivity to the industrial park.
Right.
Private vendor just brought that in the last year because fiber was coming to Georgetown and they knew it, so they jumped ahead of it. But this will allow us to expand this fiber connectivity to both the industrial park and the airport.
So in other words, we don't have it. We're going to have it.
Correct. Correct.
So we've jumped ahead of the gun and said we've had it and we don't have it.
No. What was said by what Mr. Vinson just said was accurate, that we have high-speed connectivity at the industrial park, but that doesn't equal fiber.
Well, how fast is high speed? I don't understand how fast is that. I don't understand how fast is high speed and how fast is fiber optical. I don't understand the difference.
It's fast.
Well, I know that. As fast as I can boost a computer.
Mr. Glenn, can you give some kind of ideas?
Fiber is basically unlimited speed based on the equipment that you have on either end.
Does that mean we have to have old new computers? They're not fast enough now?
No. Just the equipment that runs the network.
Any more questions to council?
And our emergency services center at the airport will be on this facility.
Yes. So
that's all I want to know.
I have to get my grandson to come up here and talk to him.
Entertain a motion.
Didn't I make a
motion?
Yeah, it's 20 seconds. We're called for the vote.
We had two main questions, I guess.
Call for the vote.
Lost my track there. We'll take the vote. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Not voting.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Ashman, Concord Road Blades Design Contract.